search for the WICC 600 app on your smartphone and listen to Lisa anywhere. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
And joining us right now, David Baldacci, who is one of our best-selling thriller authors. He rejoins us on the Lisa Wexler Show to talk about his newest. It's called Mercy, another page-turner and another New York Times bestseller. Hello, David. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you decided to write this latest book about a character who was long lost and very close, I think a twin sister, right, of Atlee Pines,
yes.
your latest, most loved protagonist, although you've written about a lot of different ones in your career. Can you talk to us about how you immersed yourself in the world of and thought about empathetically the idea of having a relative disappear who's never been found?
Yeah, you know, people have tragedy and loss in their lives and grief. We've all lost people. Anybody who's alive has lost someone they've cared for. I think for me as a writer, it was to sort of channel my personal experiences in losing someone with something that I had not experienced, you know, a sibling that had been taken away at a very young age, and I didn't know what had happened to the person. So I what I try to do is think about what I would feel about as sort of the surviving sibling and having that sense of loss and that lack of closure as to know, you know, exactly whatever happened to my brother or my sister, in this case, a sister with Mercy Pine. And so I tried to channel all that when I was writing it. It's one of those things where you want it to dominate. It can dominate your life if you let it, and sometimes you have to push it back against it just so you can survive in the real world and do a job. Atlee Pine is an FBI agent, so she has a lot going on. But she feels tremendous guilt at the same time because she has a life, she has a career, and that's something she doesn't know if Mercy has at all. And it got to the point where she decided she could not move forward in her own life without finding out what happened to Mercy and getting some closure, because she felt this great guilt that I have a life, but I don't know what happened to my sister, and that's just not right, and I need to right that wrong. And that's why she's gone off in this pursuit over the last four books of trying to have some resolution and closure with her about her sister.
And in order to be a thriller writer of credibility to your audience, what kind of research do you do to make that story as accurate as it can be?
I try to do immersive research. So I sit down and I come up with a battle plan. What are the areas I'm going to write about? What are the people going to be using? What will they need in order to carry the story forward? And whether it's technical or topography or whatever, I need to find out about all of that and immerse myself so much, though I know the details so well that I can leave most of it out, but giving you the exact right amount of description that you need in order to follow the story along. Some writers can do a lot of research, and they're a little bit lazy about, you know, integrating it in the story, so they just kind of plop it in the book, and the reader reads that stuff, and you like flip past all the stuff, and you get back to the story. My job is to take all the research that I did and encapsulate it in a line of dialogue somewhere, in a paragraph description, in an exchange between two people, just enough to know. To follow the story. I'm not writing a textbook. I'm not trying to show you how smart I am because I did all this research. I did that research just so I could integrate it into the novel in a way that doesn't interrupt the flow of the story but allows you the exact right amount of information you need to follow the story.
We're chatting with David Baldacci. The book is Mercy. David, were you ever an FBI agent?
No, but people ask me, if I didn't become a trial lawyer and then eventually a writer, what would I have been? I think I would have been a federal agent. I think I would have tried out for it. I think I would have gone to FLETC and see if that's the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center down in Georgia to see if I could have made it through. There's a sense of, you know, wanting to do something right, wanting to uphold the public good, wanting to hold people accountable. I did some of that as a trial lawyer and felt good about that. But I know a lot of people who work in those different fields, Secret Service, CIA, FBI, ATF, DEA. It's, you know, the whole alphabet list. And they're not a monolith. I mean, people join those ranks for lots of different reasons. They're all individuals. And you have to keep that in mind as you're crafting a character like an Atlee Pine or like a John Puller who's in the military.
So with Atlee Pine, when you were thinking about her, I mean, it's a pretty easy psychological line between having a missing sister and wanting to be an FBI agent. Like, you could see the pull and direction of someone's life might very easily go into investigative law enforcement when a tragedy like that has happened in their past, even as they don't address it consciously, it's the subconscious that made her want to be an FBI agent.
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's this lack of closure, this lack of injustice, because somebody took her away forcefully, and they don't know what happened to her, and that's not right. And I think that one reason she joined the FBI is because then she could have some measure of control over holding people accountable, finding the bad guys, as she liked to say. She doesn't like pushing paper.
Yeah.
She wants to find the bad guys and get them punished. So that really was, I think you can draw the psychological line directly from Mercy being taken from her to the fact that she later became an FBI agent.
One of the satisfying things, we're chatting with David Baldacci about reading thrillers, this genre in general, is that you feel like at the end of it, you can exhale. In other words, you've written a story. The reader believes that justice will be done. now you're a trial lawyer, so you know that in real life, it's not really that way most of the time. You know that.
No, no, not at all. I tell people, I'm not totally tongue-in-cheek. People say, well, so you work sort of in the justice system.
Oops, did we lose you?
The United States doesn't really have a justice system. We have a legal system.
Yes, we do. We have a legal system, not a justice system. That's right. David Baldacci, where were you admitted? Yeah, there's a little southern lilt there. Where were you admitted?
So I went to law school at the University of Virginia, so I'm admitted actually in New York, or into Virginia. I'm also admitted into D.C., but I've been... You know, I've been waved into New York bar, Colorado bar, California bar. As local counsel there had done it, whatever the, you know, wherever the trials and the cases took me. So I did a lot of my work in federal court in Virginia, the Rocket Docket, they call it, because it's a very fast court. Yeah, they tell you they could have done the O.J. Simpson case in 2 days.
Wow. I didn't know that there was such a thing in the United States. I didn't know there was anything fast. So David, at what time, I'm curious to know this because, you know, I'm a lawyer. I'm a judge, actually. I would like to know what time in your career, more or less what age, you were writing these books as you were busy as a trial lawyer. Was it all the way, or was it when you reached sort of a dissatisfaction with your career that you wanted to envision a different future for yourself?
Well, I had my mom had given me a journal when I was like 8 years old. I was one of those kids that always had this active imagination, and I was always telling these tall tales, and I organized all the adventures we had in our neighborhood for all the kids.
Oh.
And I started writing some of the stuff down in the journal. And I started writing short stories when I was in high school and college, trying to get them published. And I started writing screenplays when I was in law school. And then when I was practicing law, I had an idea for Absolute Power, my very first novel. I had no extreme dissatisfaction.
Great book, by the way. Great book.
Oh,
great book.
Thank you very
Loved
much.
It.
Yeah. It took 3 years to write it because I was practicing law full time. The law was very challenging, very exhilarating, very intellectually compelling to me. I like being in front of judge and jury. I like thinking fast on my feet. You think you can prepare for everything for a trial, but you know when you walk in there, you're going to get a surprise from somewhere because no human
being
can think of every possible contingency. And when those cases arise and those times arise, you have to think fast on your feet and use your experience and your glibness and however you've prepared in order to answer that surprise. So I really enjoyed that, but writing fiction is something I've dreamed of doing my whole life. I went to law school because I was a poli-sci major. I didn't know what I wanted to do after that. I wrote down, you know, what am I good at? I was really good on my feet. I thought I was a good orator. I loved to do research. I thought I was a good writer. That's what lawyers do. People say, was it difficult to transition from law to writing? I said, look, as a lawyer, all you have in your quiver are words. You know,
that's all I do is write all day long.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or you're going to write them. So that it was an easy transition for me.
That I understand. I'm writing opinions now, and that's
very
different than, you know, before being a judge. But I love it, by the way, because I get to be like you, the author of the outcome, right? I get to write the outcome, you know.
You do. You write the ending for every case.
I get to write the ending. Exactly. It's much better. It's really much, much better. We're chatting with David Baldacci. The book is Mercy. And, of course, there's always a question mark at the end of your books that have a character and a protagonist that people love so much as to whether or not this will be the last time the readers get to see Atlee Pine. Are you already working on another one for her?
She will definitely be back. She has a lot more road to run. She and Carol Blum, and they make a good partnership. And even though the Mercy component is resolved, I have a lot more that I want to write about Atlee Pine. And so she'll be back in the future. I don't know exactly when, but you're going to see her again multiple times. And And I've got three books coming out next year. The pandemic closed down all my travel, so I just sat home and wrote like 20 hours a day. And so I have a book coming out in the spring and then the summer and the fall. And that's just really what I do. I mean, it's what I get up every day thinking about. It's what I think about going to bed. And it's such a part of me now. It's how I sort of identify myself. And it just, you know, I'm having the time of my life. I feel as energetic now as I did, you know, 30 years ago.
You're writing. Did you just say 20 hours a day?
Yeah, when you're getting down to the end of the book, like you know, in the last month or so, yeah, it's almost like brief writing at night. You know, it's like when the trial's coming up, when the motions need to be filed, when the appellate, you know, the appellate motions need to be filed, and the deadlines are looming, you just forget about you take your watch and throw it against the wall, and you just sit down and do it.
Are you sending your chapters, you know, like every night to your editor, and then she comes back the next day, or he, with like a little tweak here and there and a comment, and then you just keep going?
I usually wait until the manuscript is done, and then I'll send it up after I've
really
gone over it to my satisfaction. Because it's so hard to, you know, for them to comment on certain things when they don't have the whole story in front of them, because some of the questions they might have are things that would be answered later on in the book. So
I see.
To not waste time like that, I tend to get them the entire manuscript, and then they can go through it completely. I've had the same editor for the last 25 books. He and I have a great working relationship, and we trust each other. And so it's a good relationship, and it's worked really well for both of us.
David Baldacci, the book is Mercy. Atlee Pine is the protagonist. It's another great page-turner. That's all you write. Congratulations on your success. We'll look forward to chatting with you about the next book.
Great. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. David Baldacci on the Lisa Wexler Show. The thriller, it's called Mercy. We'll be right back.